Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, so very blessed to be with you this morning. Thanking God for this mighty, mighty word, and thanking God for the devotional that I do myself listen to prior to coming on, moving forward with Morning Glory Nation. And so thank you, Pastor Fred, for a wonderful, great, needed word this morning. And I just want to share a couple things with you guys that I got out of my word this morning. And it is disappointment comes with expectations. Woo! You know, sometimes we wonder why God says not now. We're wondering why God says not now. And so we're disappointed because we didn't get what we were expecting. But God will send a miracle when you need it. He will send you what you need when you have to have it. So all I can say is thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of Abraham. Thank you, Lord, for all the things that you are doing in our lives. And this is one of the things he says, how to handle disappointment. One is be calm, the three C's, be calm, be content, and be confident. I thought, woo, got me all the way down. You know, and that the vision is for an appointed time. And I thank God that this vision of moving forward was given to me all those years ago. Thank you, Diane Shaw, prophetess. I love you. I will always love you. You are a blessing and have been a blessing to me because I couldn't do this without having had her to train me and to guide me. So I'm thanking God for that awesome woman of God and for her support. Thank you, Diane. And then it goes on to say, when doors close, don't be anxious because God has something better for you. And the word that, and he didn't even understand that the word that God gave me this morning was, for I am the Lord, I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. That is the word that God gave me this morning for this show. For I am the Lord, I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass this morning. And then I love this other, says the Lord's rejection is your protection. And as we get into our word this morning, you're going to find out that what he was speaking is also all up in my word this morning. I thought, wow, he is all on it. He was coming out of Philippians chapter 4. But I tell you that what he was speaking was what I was needing. And so I am grateful to God for good friends, for those people that listen and pour in and give you what you need when you need it. So thanking Pastor Fred for his great word this morning. Wow. All up in my message, all up in our word for this morning, and didn't even know it. So it's like, whoa, God, you just know how to let, that's how God lets you know that you're on the right track, that he gave you what you need. He gave you the word that you're teaching is when you hear someone else teach it. Because he sends it into the spiritual wind is what I call it. He sends it into the spiritual wind so that all those that are listening to the voice of God hear what God has to say. So I'm thanking God that he confirmed the title for today with another message that I heard this morning. So thanking God again for the Morning Glory family, because I tell you something, I was blessed this morning. For I am, this is our word, just take it in. For I am the Lord, I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. What God says he will do, he will do. He said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. You got to believe it. You got to believe I will get well, because God told me to, that I would. And then he told me to just listen. That whatever he speaks come to pass. But we got to be confident that we trust in God. If God says, I will handle your problems today, then you know your problems are handled today because God did it. Whew, I'm all filled up, y'all. I'm filled up from my devotional. So let's get into our devotional. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for a mighty man of God. Thank you for Pastor Frederick Wilson II, who gave a word this morning on the Morning Glory Nation that was open and honest about what he was going through to share with all of us, because he didn't know that some of us are going through too, but that we know now that we need to be calm, be content, and be confident that we serve a mighty and awesome God who may not give you what you want now, but will give you what you need. Hallelujah. So thank you, Father God, for everything that I have. And Lord God, I will be content and I will be calm, because I know that you are in charge. I am confident that I serve a mighty God who knows all my needs. So Father God, I thank you this morning for your grace. I thank you this morning for your blessing, truly blessed to be a daughter of the Most High God. Father God, in the name of Christ Jesus, I ask you to increase as I decrease. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my very humble heart this morning be acceptable in your holy sight. For you, Father God, are my strength and you are my redeemer. And I am blessed to be your daughter. And I thank you again. In the name of the matchless, awesome Savior, my friend, my brother, my everything, Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. Woo! Glory to God in the highest. For he is good all the time. Hallelujah. Thankful, grateful, and I say it again, blessed to be a child of God. And so let's get in our word this morning. We are coming today out of Ezekiel chapter 11 and chapter 12. Title word is coming out of Ezekiel chapter 12. We are also coming out of Psalms 121 verses 1 through 5. Proverbs chapter 28 verses 17 and 18. And our New Testament word is coming out of Hebrews chapter 6. So let's get started in the word this morning and know that there is only one God. And again, for I am the Lord, I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. Praise be the Lord God. Whew, hallelujah. I'm filled up. Y'all just got to get out of the way and watch me dance. I'm about to dance up in here this morning. And it says this. Then the Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the east gate. And this is Ezekiel speaking. Of the house of the Lord, the Lord's house, which faces eastward. And there at the door of the gate were 25 men, among whom I saw Jezaniah, the son of Azur, Pelatiah, the son of Benaniah, princes of the people. And he said to me, son of man, these are the men who devise iniquity and give wicked counsel in this city, who say, the time is not near to build houses. This city is the cauldron, and we are the meat. Therefore prophesy against them. Prophesy, O son of man, Then the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me and said to me, speak, thus says the Lord. Thus you have said, O house of Israel, for I know the things that can come into your mind. You have multiplied your slain in the city, and you have filled its streets with the slain. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, your slain whom you have laid in its midst, they are the meat, and this city is the cauldron, and I shall bring you out of the midst of it. You have feared the sword, and I will bring a sword upon you, says the Lord God, and I will bring you out of its midst and deliver you into the hands of strangers and execute judgment on you. You shall fall by the sword. I will judge you at the border of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. This city shall not be your cauldron, nor shall you be the meat in its midst. I will judge you at the border of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, for you have not walked in my statutes, nor executed my judgments, but have done according to the customs of the Gentiles, which are all around you. Come on now. Now it happened while I was prophesying that Pelatiah, the son of Benaniah, died. Don't play with God. And I fell on my face and cried with a loud voice and said, Lord God, will you make a complete end of the remnant of Israel? Will you make an end of the remnant? God is speaking this morning. Are we listening? Again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, your brethren, your relatives, your countrymen, and all the house of Israel in its entirety are those about whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem have said, get far away from the Lord. This land has been given to us as a possession. Therefore say, thus says the Lord God, although I have cast them far off among the Gentiles, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet I shall be a little sanctuary for them in the countries where they have gone. Therefore say, thus says the Lord God, I will gather you from the peoples, assemble you from the countries where you have been scattered. And I will give you the land of Israel, and they will go there, and they will take away all the its detestable things and all its abominations from there. Then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and take the stormy, give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my judgments, and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Wow. God is speaking this morning. And all we have to do is listen. And it goes forth in verse 21 of chapter 11 of Ezekiel. But as for those whose hearts follow the desire of their detestable things and their abominations, I will recompense their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord God. So the cherubim lifted up their wings with the wheels beside them, and the glory of the God of Israel was high above them, and the glory of the Lord went up from the midst of the city on the mountain, which is on the east side of the city. Then the Spirit took me up and brought me in a vision by the Spirit of God into Chaldea to those in captivity. And the vision that I had seen went up from me. So I spoke to those in captivity of all the things the Lord had shown me. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, you dwell in the midst of a rebellious house which has eyes to see but does not see, and ears to hear but does not hear, for they are a rebellious house. Therefore, son of man, prepare your belongings for captivity, and go into captivity by day in their sight. You shall go from your place into captivity to another place in their sight. It may be that they will consider, though they are a rebellious house, by day you shall bring out your belongings in their sight. And though going into captivity, as though going into captivity, and at evening you shall go in their sight, like those who go into captivity, dig through the wall in their sight and carry your belongings out through it. In their sight you shall bear them on your shoulder and carry them out at twilight. You shall cover your face so that you cannot see the ground, for I have made you a sign to the house of Israel. So I did as I was commanded. I brought out my belongings by day as though going into captivity. And at evening I dug through the wall with my hand. I brought them out at twilight, and I bore them on my shoulders in their sight. And in the morning the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, has not the house of Israel, the rebellious house, said to you, what are you doing? Say to them, thus says the Lord God, this burden concerns the prince in Jerusalem and all the house of Israel who are among them. Say, I am assigned to you. As I have done, so shall it be done to them. They shall be carried away into captivity, and the prince who is among them shall bear his belonging on his shoulders at twilight and go out. They shall dig through the wall to carry them out through it. He shall cover his face so that he cannot see the ground with his eyes. I will also spread my net over him, and he shall be caught in my snare. I will bring him to Babylon, to the land of the Chaldeans, yet he shall not see it, though he shall die there. I will scatter to every wind all who are around him to help him, and all his troops, and I will draw out the sword after them. Then they shall know that I am the Lord, when I scatter them amongst the nations and disperse them throughout the countries. But I will spare a few of their men from the sword, from famine, and from pestilence, that they may declare all their abominations among the Gentiles, wherever they go. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, eat your bread with quaking, and drink your water with trembling and anxiety. And say to the people of the land, thus says the Lord God, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the land of Israel, they shall eat their bread with anxiety and drink their water with dread, so that her land may be emptied of all who are in it because of the violence of all those who dwell in it. Then the cities that are inhabited shall be laid waste, and the land shall become desolate, and you shall know that I am the Lord. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, what is this proverb that you people have about the land of Israel, which says, the days are prolonged and every vision fails? Tell them therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will lay this proverb to rest, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say to them, the days are at hand, and the fulfillment of every vision. For no more shall there be any false vision or flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord, and this is our title today. I speak the word, which I speak will come to pass. It will no more be postponed. O rebellious house, I will say the word and perform it, says the Lord God. And I'm going to read that again, verse 24 of Ezekiel chapter 12. For no more shall there be any false vision or flattering divination within the house of Israel. And verse 25, for I am the Lord, I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. It will no more be postponed. For in your days, O rebellious house, I will say the word and perform it, says the Lord God. Don't mess with God. What God says will happen, will happen. What God says will come to pass, will come to pass. Don't take God's word, change it. Make it what you want it to be. God's word is God's word, and it will come to pass. With God, hallelujah. And if God postpones it, thank God for the postponement, because it wasn't meant for you to go at this time. You know, this morning on the Morning Glory Nation call that I was watching this morning, Pastor Freya talked about a woman, and I believe it's on YouTube. She was hot because she was supposed to be at the World Trade Center. Was talking about, it was a documentary on the World Trade Center. And she was late for work because the bus drove off and left her. So she was upset. She was cussing, fussing, and having a moment because this bus had the gall and the nerve to leave her and did not take her where she needed to go. But what she didn't understand is that lateness, that tardiness, that postponement of her getting on her bus on time, the bus driving off and leaving her, was God's plan. Because had she got on that bus, had she got to work on time, she may not be here today to tell her testimony. Because from her test came a testimony. From her mess came a message, because that lateness saved her life. God has everything under control. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. She didn't know that she was left because God was not leaving her or forsaking her. He was saving her life. And we don't understand that sometimes we wonder why this is going on, why that is going on. It's because God is saving your life. If I had listened every time God delayed something, it was because God didn't want me to do it, and I didn't have enough sense to stop and listen to God's voice and plow right along and have regrets today. We got to stop and listen. And I'm speaking not to you, but to myself. Bridget, stop and listen for the voice of God. Do you do this? As many of you know, my father-in-law passed away a week ago Sunday. His funeral will be this Friday. I had a vision, and I couldn't sleep, that I had to take my sons to see him on Father's Day. You know, because you're always thinking about what you got to do. And, you know, I'm the pastor of women's ministry at my church. And we were over the dinner for Father's Day for the men of the church. And, you know, I made this roast, and I needed to be there because I was in charge of the kitchen that day, and da-da-da. And God said, be still. You got to go to Ohio. And so I had to tell my pastor, I'm not going to be here Sunday. I'm going to Ohio. I have to go see my father-in-law. I didn't know why. And I knew that God put in my heart that I had to take all three of my sons to see their grandfather. I did exactly what God told me to do. I went and I spent Father's Day with my father-in-law. We had a great dinner. We had laughter. We had a great time, all of us together. It was wonderful. And my boys got to see their father, grandfather, their last living male relative on their father's side, as far as in their line. You know, they don't have any uncles. They only had their grandfather, as far as uncles that are their father's brother. They only had the grandfather and each other. And then they have extended uncles and aunts and family. But they only had one grandfather, reminder of their father, who had passed away, you know, 11 years ago. Well, at that time, it was 10 years ago. And we went again, had a great time. I didn't know that that was going to be the last Father's Day that I would have with them. Didn't know it, but God did. When you listen to the voice of God, everything falls into place. Then the Lord told me, when I got a call from my sister-in-law that he was sick and in the hospital, and that They didn't know what was going to happen. God told me in my heart again, get in your car. Get you and your fellas. And y'all drive to Ohio. And we did it. For one day. Again, I had to say, I'm not going to be at church on Sunday. I got to go to Ohio. And I did. I packed up. We went to Ohio for the day. Because we couldn't stay with them very long. So it was like an 11-hour drive, round trip. For probably an hour or time. But we got to give our see you later. We got to say I love you. Just sing a song and give a prayer and anoint and know that God was in charge. That last kiss on his forehead, I didn't know would be my last kiss on his forehead that I would give him in this life. But I know and I am confident that absent from our earthly body is in the presence of the Lord. So I know that he's okay. But I'm grateful that I listened to God, and now I can have peace. But if I had not listened to God, had not gone on Father's Day, had not gone when God told me to go and say my see you later, because I refused to say goodbye. Because I believe we will all see each other again one day. I got closure. Yes, I cried when they died. But it wasn't tears of sadness. It was tears knowing that my father-in-law knew God and loved God. And that God gave him the time he needed to get his mind, his heart, and his spirit right before he took him home. God gives us everything we need and when we need it. Because why? He loves us. What did he say? For I am the Lord. I seek. And the word which I speak will come to pass. That I listened to the voice of God. When God tells you something to do, just do it. Don't wait. Oh, I'll see him next year for Father's Day. Next year, tomorrow, nothing is promised us. I thank God daily that he gave me a do-over, that he gave me a new day, that I can hopefully accomplish what I've been told to accomplish, what I'm trying to accomplish. But it seems like every time you're trying to do what God tells you to do, the enemy tries to throw a stumbling block in front of you. But we got to learn how to kick that stick out of the way, to kick that block back to the pits of hell from whence it came, and say, not today, Satan. I'm going to accomplish what God told me to accomplish. We got to get that in our spirit. Because time is short. Time is short. Who would have thought when we started this word of God on January 1 that we would be on November the 10th? January 1, page 1, is what we started in this Bible that we are reading, this Charles Stanley Life Principle Bible, Daily Principles for Each Day of the Year. God gave this to us. We started on page 1, and we are now on page 1361. We have read 1,360 pages since January 1. Don't tell me what God can't do. And as we go into the finish up this Ezekiel word, it says again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, look. The house of Israel is saying, the vision that he sees is for many days from now. And he prophesies of time. Say to them, thus says the Lord God, none of my words will be postponed anymore, but the word which I speak will be done, says the Lord God. Better listen. And some life lessons from Dr. Stanley for this word for this morning. And we're going to go back to Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 5, and it says, I know the things that come into your mind. God knows our thoughts. He knows our hearts. He knows everything about us. And Dr. Stanley says, the Lord knows us completely. Our thoughts, our plans, our hopes, our feelings, we can hide nothing from him, and we can never surprise him. He knows us better than we know ourselves. That is why we can trust him. our trust in the Lord. What does our proverb say? You know, my Aunt Jan always says that's our favorite scripture. Proverbs 3, in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path, or he will direct your path, whichever word you're reading from. But I tell you this, trust in the Lord is the whole key. We got to trust in the Lord and not lean on our understanding, because we don't know anything. We only know in part. That's the word of God. It tells us we only know in part. But when we trust in the Lord, he shows us and guides us where we need to go. Ezekiel 11:16, I shall be a little sanctuary for them. Wherever we go, God is a sanctuary for us, even when he judged Israel and sent her into captivity. Even there, in the land of the nation's exile, the Lord became a little sanctuary for her. What did the word of God tell us in Joshua? Didn't God tell us, I will never leave you or forsake you? So why would we think he's not going to keep his word? He has never left us. He has never forsaken us. He gives us warning. He gives us everything we need. And he sends prophets to speak on us and to us and into our lives, so that we know that God is God and that he's in charge. Ezekiel 12:3, it may be that they will consider, though they are a rebellious house. God instructed Ezekiel to perform many unusual actions in a last-ditch effort to prod the rebellious Israelites to return to the Lord with all their heart and soul. God will do all he can to hold off judgment. Everything he will do to hold off judgment. God doesn't want to hurt his children. He wants to love on us. But we are rebellious and hard-headed. In a lot of instances, hard-hearted. And we got to ask God, Lord, remove that hard heart. Open my mind to hear. Open my eyes to see. Open my spirit that I may feel you. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 12:25, I am, and this is our title for today, I am the Lord. I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. You can, and Dr. Stanley says this, you can rely completely on the truth and accuracy of the word of God. When Jesus disputed with Satan in the wilderness, he responded repeatedly with an authoritative, it is written, it's written. And when you stand on it is written, no demon in hell can go up against you, because you go to the word of God. That's why we meditate on this word every day. We make sure that God's word for the week is in the week. Hallelujah. I may not blog on Saturday, but believe me, I'm in my word. I'm doing something for God. But Saturday's word is read on Fridays for a purpose, so that that word is in your spirit even through Saturday, the Sabbath, that you should keep it holy. We forget the word of God. We have come into such a change and such a difference, and we need to God's word. And I know it's a fight. When you say something like this, that I'm sorry, Saturday is the Sabbath. Folks look at you crazy and say, no, it's on Sunday because Jesus rose on Sunday, and that's the day. No, it is a day that we acknowledge the presence of God. It's a day that we acknowledge the Sabbath, but the Sabbath is the Sabbath, and you can't change it. You know, and I know that I'm probably being, you know, making folks upset, and I'm sorry. But I'm going to say what God tells me. And it is what it is. God's word is what it is. And it is the truth. And when you stand on the word of God, you don't worry about what everybody else is doing or what everybody else is saying. You still give God your time. You give God your talent. And you give God your tent. Hallelujah. Psalms 122:1-5. Glad. Ooh, I love this word. I was glad, and I'm sorry, I got to get my King James on this, because I love King James for Psalms 122. So let me get my King James on, y'all. I love my new King James. But when it comes to this scripture, because I said this scripture every day of my young life growing up in the AME church every Sunday, this scripture was said, I had it memorized. It was in my heart. It was in my spirit. And it still is. You never forget what you learned as a child. And so I just got to say it, and I just want y'all to go with me there. Hallelujah. And I'm going, like I said, to King James, because that's the way I learned it, and that's the way I want to say it this morning. So let's go to King James of Psalms 122, verses 1 through 5. Hallelujah. And y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready to go with me to King James, Psalms 122, number 1. And it just says this, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the Lord, the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. But what we said is, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. Hallelujah. That's a word. But I tell you this, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God. And when I speak of that word, I think about my father-in-law, because he was an usher until he was 89 years old and did not miss his assigned Sundays. Hallelujah. That's what we want to do. We want to not miss our assigned Sundays. We don't want to miss our assigned days to work for the Lord. We don't want to miss our assignment. Whatever your assignment is, that is your square. That is your light. That is your hope. That is your dream. That is where God wants you to be. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. If God has called you to be a doorkeeper, be the best doorkeeper. Be the best usher. Be the best greeter. Let folks see your smile. Let folks see your joy. Let folks see your hope that you are happy to be in the position that you have been assigned to be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A man, Proverbs 28, 17 and 18, a man burdened with the bloodshed, a man burdened with bloodshed, will flee into a pit. Let no one help him. Whoever walks blamelessly will be saved, but he who is perverse will suddenly fail. Don't play with God. What did he tell you? For I am the Lord, I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. It will no more be postponed. For in your days, O rebellious house, and we know we all got some rebellious houses out there, I will say the word and perform it, says the Lord God. Unharden your heart. Don't be rebellious, because God is watching everything. And when I say that, everything, God is watching everything we do. Hebrews chapter 6, and it says this, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits possible. For those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come. If they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated receives blessings from God. But if it bears thorns and bears, it is rejected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessings I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Thus, God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolations who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. Woo! I told y'all it was a good word this morning. And we got a life answers to life's questions. How can I be the kind of faithful person God honors? Hebrews 6:11-12. And it says this. Do you want to see the favor of God blossom in your life? If you do, the writer of Hebrews has some advice for you. Show the same diligence, full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. The writer has in mind someone like the Old Testament saint Abraham, who displayed great faith and patience. Remember when God called Abraham to leave his homeland for a place unknown, Genesis 12:4, displays Abram's diligence. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him. That's pre-Abraham. God told him to get up and leave, and he did. Remember when God told Abraham that he would have a son, even though his wife Sarah was already 90 years old. God displayed his faithfulness a year later by giving Isaac to Abraham and Sarah. Remember when Abraham heard God tell him to sacrifice the son for whom he had waited 100 years. Abraham faithfully obeyed God and was blessed for his devotion. You know, don't think that whatever God tells us to do, you know, it's like, but Lord, if I do that, then I won't. God said, I will provide. And what did he provide? A ram in the bush. God will provide our rams in the bush whenever we need them. When God says, go, And if you're like, well, Lord, I don't have enough money for gas, God will provide the gas money. When God says, stay, and you're like, well, Lord, I got to go to such and such, and God said, I will provide. And he provides a ram in the bush. Every time you think you can, a ram in the bush. So you can, and he will do everything he says he will do. And as we continue, it says, we are to mirror Abraham's faithfulness in our attempt to pursue God with diligence. We need to take stock of everything we do. And these are some things that you might want to write them down. It says, one, set clear goals. Olympic athletes don't begin with a vague notion of becoming an Olympian. Each step of the way requires them to work for a faster time, a higher jump, or an improved technique. Number two, be patient. When Pablo Casals reached age 95, a young reporter asked him, Mr. Casals, you are 95 and the greatest cellist that ever lived. Why do you still practice 6 hours a day? Casals answered, because I think I'm making progress. Hallelujah. Be willing to take risks. God asks that we trust him despite our limited understanding. As the saying goes, a turtle makes progress only when he sticks his neck out. Hallelujah. Be persistent. If God has given you a clearly defined goal and you sincerely believe it to be his will, don't let doubt or discouragement defeat you. Keep at it and don't give up. Number five. Be flexible. Remember that the process is the greatest learning experience. We have learned from your mistakes and move on. Flexibility enables you to change as God changes you. If you want God to honor you, then be the kind of person who honors him by consistently acting on your faith. Praise God. Praise God, praise. And our last life lessons for Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 and 12 says again, imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Everyone wants to enjoy the blessings of God's promises, but not everyone will. Lazy believers who exercise neither their faith nor their patience should expect to receive few to none of the benefits of God's promises. We got to go to work. We can't play around. We don't have time to play. Don't have time to lay around either. It's time to go to work, family. When you work for God. You have to exercise. You have to get up and get moving. Lazy believers who exercise neither their faith nor their patience should expect to receive few, if none, of the benefits of God's promise. I want everything that God has for me. Hallelujah. Everything God has for me. Because what God has for me, the gifts, the benefits, everything is mine and it's irrevocable. What God says is for you, it's for you, and can't nobody take it from you. That it may take God time to give it to you, but he ain't going to give it to you until you're ready to receive it and know what to do with it. Come on now. God will test you out. And if you fail the test, like the one that hid, hallelujah, hid it. I just buried it for you, Master, because I know how you are, and I didn't want to lose it. Instead of investing and making it work for you for the future, God gives you little. You got to ask God for more, but you got to do more with the more that he gives you. Hallelujah. Hebrews 6 and 19. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters the present. Our hope in Christ gives us a firm and rock-solid confidence that nothing life throws at us can ultimately move us. This hope reaches to the very throne of God himself to bring us comfort and assurance. And I'm going to read that again. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and which enters the present. And Dr. Stanley says it one more time. I've just got to read this one more time. Our hope in Christ gives us a firm and rock solid confident that nothing life throws at us can ultimately move us. This hope reaches to the very throne of God himself to bring us comfort and assurance. And, you know, as I started this morning, I started with the things that helped me, that I got out of a word that I was given this morning. And one of the things, disappointment comes with expectations. Again, the hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence. And what we have to be to handle disappointment, the three things that I love and what plays out in this word again is how to handle disappointment is to be calm, to be content, and to be confident. A hope in Christ gives us a firm and solid, rock solid confidence that nothing life throws disappointment at us can ultimately move us, and I say off our square. This hope reaches to the very throne of God himself to bring us comfort and assurance, to be calm, to be content, and to be confident that God has everything already laid out for us. All we have to do is be still, listen, and know that he is God and that he is in charge and that everything will work for your good if you trust and believe in our Father. And to know, what did our word say this morning? That God spoke to us and he said, I am the Lord. I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. What God says he will do, he will do. And you can take all of that to the bank because God is absolute. For he is not a man, and he does not lie. I thank you all for listening in this morning. If there's anyone that has a word, push the number one on your phone or on your device. It'll tell you what to do on social media. Or you can call in at 213-943-3597. If God has put a word on your heart, word has been so rich this morning. And as always, I am looking for someone who likes to read the Bible and would like to read King James. I will give you the scriptures, and if you have it, you know, and you like to read, please give me a call. Or actually just contact me on my DM on Twitter. It's Minister, MIN underscore B. Capital B, capital T, talk to words. Or you can reach me on Facebook Messenger under Bridget Smith. Hit me up if you would like to read and let me know and we'll work it out. Thank you so much, family. I appreciate you. I love you. And as always, before we get out of here, we have a word from Carolyn's gift. And I thank God for our sister in Christ. Because I know that the words that she speaks come from God. And the word for this morning is this. Give all your worries and cares to God. For he cares about everything that concerns you. All up in the word this morning. And she never knows what I'm preaching, what I'm teaching. Because I don't give it to her. Because I want you all to hear that devotional. To know that it comes from God. And everything that we've read today, you can sum it up and give all your worries and cares to God. For I am the Lord, he said, I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. When we give it to God, stand still, be calm, be content, be confident, and listen. Everything that concerns us, he cares about. So I'm going to read it again. Give all your worries. Lord, I give it all to you. Everything. You know what they are. You know what my worries are. For Lord, I will not worry. I will pray. And care to God. I'm giving it all to you, Lord. I lay all my situations at your feet, God. For He cares about everything. For Lord, I know that you said you will never leave me or forsake me, that you care about me, that you will be with me till the end of days. And so, Lord, I'm believing that you are with me and that you will have concern for me and that you will watch over me and you will guide me and you will lead me. We got to trust in the Lord and have a worry-free Wednesday. And again, what do we say? We don't worry. We pray. Thanking all of you for coming in today, for joining me today. I appreciate you. I love the word of God, and I get all teary-eyed and all mushy when I think about how good God is. And that even when you think you got a mess, just look at your mess as overflow. Hallelujah. And that God says it's time to give some things away. So it's time to pack up and downsize and give some things away. So let's keep trusting God. Let's keep believing that he will, he can, because he loves us and he cares about us. So give all your worries today and just repeat after me. I will give all my worries and cares to you, God. For I know that you care about everything that concerns me. Thank you, God. I will have a worry-free Wednesday because I know that you are handling all my problems today. Father God in heaven, I ask this. May the Lord watch between me and thee, family, while we are absent one from each other. In the precious and holy name of our master Savior Christ Jesus, I pray over you and yours. Father God, bless and watch over each and every person listening today. Give them the desire of their hearts. Give them blessings to overflow. Lord, that those that are traveling, I ask your angels of mercy, grace, and love and traveling grace to be with them in their vehicles, whether they are flying, whether they're on a train or a plane. Lord God, I pray that your angels of mercy will cover them in the wings of your protection. In Jesus' precious and holy name again, I pray, thanking you and appreciating you, Lord, for being with us today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. I thank you all. Please join me tomorrow morning, God willing, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we continue moving forward through the Word of God. For as always, it is what? It is a good word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come with me, y'all, and let's get giddy for Jesus together. Be blessed. It's a wrap.